welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about Gulf Shores in Orange Beach, Alabama. And I had a chance when I was there at the Oyster Cook-Off to talk with Allie Dora, who's with the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board. And we had a fun day going all around the Oyster Cook-Off. And I asked her, what are some of the things that you can do when you are visiting Gulf Shores?
Sure. So our destination is made up of two different beach cities. Gulf Shores and Orange Beach are two separate cities, but we're all one destination. So we're 32 miles of beachfront along Alabama's Gulf Coast. And we have lots of fun events, especially in the fall and the spring. And Oyster Cook-Off is definitely one of them. There are tons of booths with multiple preparations of oysters, which are all really yummy. And it really just goes to show that this, you know, little oyster can go is so dynamic and can go for a lot of preparations. It's super yummy. And it's actually a filter feeder. So it filters water. And it's something, some ridiculous amount of gallons of water per minute. But it is a great natural resource to this area. And a lot of the oysters served in our area are Alabama-grown oysters. So that's pretty cool. Other than that, we have lots of fun things to do in the destination. We're very water and beach-centric. So fishing is huge, both charter fishing, but also shore fishing, pier fishing, very family-friendly. We have our Gulf State Park, which is a very large state park, has hiking, biking. We have lakes within that park. Lake Shelby is the main one. You can go kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding. It's just a really, really fun place. Lots of unique ecosystems found within that park. Seven, actually, distinct ecosystems. That's a really nice thing. Man, just so much to do. Rich in culture, rich in history. We're home to the Alabama's only public glass blowing studio. So that's a pretty cool thing to do in our destination. And just everything in between. Super family friendly. Lots of good food. Everything from upscale to, the fried shrimp, fried po' boys, things like that. So it's a really, really fun destination. We're a great multi-generational destination as well. We see that a lot. Lots of grandparents and their children and so on and so forth that come every year and come back for more in different times during the year as well.
Well, and I know that the folks that are listening love that multi-generational type opportunities to travel where the whole family can come along. And as you look around, as we are traveling from place to place that we've done over the last couple of days, there are a lot of condos. So vacation rentals are very popular, which of course offers that opportunity for families to stay together. Everyone can be right there together, and you can then also to try your hand at cooking some of this great seafood.
Yes, we're about 85% condo based, and we have also a lot of beach houses. So vacation rentals are huge. We do have hotels, traditional hotels as well, and we've got some boutique brands in the destination that are a little more higher end, but we're mostly condo based. We actually have over 17,000 units in the destination, and we only have between 16 and 17,000 full-time residents year round. So if you think about that ratio, that's kind of crazy, but we saw 6.3 million visitors last year in 2016. So throughout the year, so we're hoping to welcome even more and for generations to come.
Okay, you know, everyone wants to travel for the beach. You know, that's the popular thing to do. So you have great beaches here as well. And tell me a little bit about that. I mean, public access, or there's some beaches that are private. How can people experience the beaches here?
Yes, we have lots of public beaches. In Gulf Shores, there's a main public beach, which is pretty large. They're actually doing a huge 15-point-something million revitalization project on that stretch of beachfront, which will be really nice. Lots of green space, just slightly off the beach, and boardwalk to be able to see the beach from kind of a different perspective and have that family type atmosphere there other than just laying on the beach. So there'll be lots of other things to do as well. And then other beach accesses that are public in Gulf Shores as well. In Orange Beach, lots of public beach accesses, and those are actually run by the state park, Gulf State Park. So they're managed a little differently, but they're both very open to the public. Of course, you've got beaches that are along the stretches of the condos and the beach houses that are specific to those properties, but lots of public beach access. Some are paid parking, some are not, some are free, so it just depends on where you decide to go, but lots of opportunities for families, girlfriends, guy friends, to just go to the beach and walk or lay there or read a book or take a dip in the water.
A lot of great opportunities. I mean, and the beaches are just so beautiful, pristine as well. Because although I mentioned that you do see the condos, you also see a lot of stretches of beach where there's nothing on the beach, too, except the dunes and a little bit of the sea oaks. So very, very nice, pristine beaches where people can come and really have a nice experience as well and not feel so crowded out by structures on the beach.
Yeah, we actually have a Leave Only Footprints campaign going on that has been happening for a couple of years now, and that's a huge initiative, a sustainability project, to make sure that nothing is left behind on the beach but footprints. And there's been so much community buy-in, there's been guest buy-in, and people are so excited that we're doing something that is going to keep our beaches pristine for ages. And that some of those initiatives include tents that are 10 by 10 or smaller, no glass on the beach, things like that, because they can break and they can hurt a child or an adult for that matter. And so that's really important to remember. And then also we have a lot of nesting sea turtles on our beaches during that season. And if there are a lot of items left on the beach, they can't get to the water when they hatch, and that's driven by the moon. So if they're seeing condo lights, if they're being deterred by objects on the beach, they may not nest on the beach, and they may, when the baby turtles hatch, they may not get to the water. So that's something that we have to look for as well with our endangered species in the area.
Well, it's good to hear that there are programs to make sure that those type things are addressed and kind of looked after so that the turtles do have the right nesting and the right growing atmosphere to make sure that they have the life that they should live as well.
Absolutely.
We have to share the earth. We really do. So tell me a website so that people can maybe check things out, make a few plans before they come down, because this is definitely a drive market for us. So we can hop in the car. It won't be a day trip, but we can hop in the car and we can come down and have a really nice long weekend and have a great time here, not only eating all this great food that we've had a chance to sample, but just going to the beach and, you know, doing some of the other activities as well.
Yes, we're about 6 hours from Atlanta, so we're just really a short drive away, perfect for a weekend getaway, but also a longer stay if you'd like to come for longer with the family. I know a lot of people do that around the holidays, get a beach house or get a couple condos and they can cook in. Please go to our websites, gulfshores.com or orangebeach.com, and you can get everything there to plan your trip, from lodging, accommodations, to events and fun things to do.
This is definitely something I would recommend that you guys do. I mean, I had a great time there. It was their 10th anniversary. And as you heard, I mean, you can try all of these different oysters at the Oyster Cook-Off. It's held at a place called The Hangout. And if you want to know more information so that you can attend next year, check out their website at hangoutcookoff.com. That's hangoutcookoff.com.
Wow, great interview. And before we close up, there were also some craft beers available. I mean, it's clearly a very talented area. There's lots of talented chefs, but also some great mixologists and breweries.
That's true. There are over 70 chefs that participate in this. It's a two-day event, and it really does, as you mentioned, it showcases the best chefs in the Southeast, right on the beach in Gulf Shores. And the attendance is always, you know, a lot of people there walking around, sampling oysters, having great craft beer, because it's also the craft beer weekend. Hey, kick back and people watch, too. It's a lot of fun to do that. Listen to the music. And again, if you want to check it out, hangoutcookoff.com. And when we come back, guys, we are going to talk with a chef at a restaurant that's doing a lot of really creative cooking and cuisine down on the Gulf Shores. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. So sit tight. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment.